We would like to speak to you about how to walk in a protected way in the world. And interestingly enough, you do not need to be protected from the world. You sometimes need to be protected from the world inside of you. And when we become aware of that, and aware that there are things we can actually do, thoughts we can hold, strength we can make inside of us, then the walk in the world is not fearful anymore. And what goes inside of you is acknowledgement and strengthening of what you are, not of what you do, but of what you are. And that kind of strengthening can make you safe in situations you might never dream about. Because when you walk into a situation with the knowledge and respect for who you are, then nothing is going to be damaging to you. Even if it is attempting to be damaging to you, it is not going to be damaging to you. Now, what that means is that when you are able to hold yourself, who you are, remembering where you came from and that you are loved and supported, then that is the voice that becomes the voice you hear the most often. And over time, it displaces the voice that says you are not enough, or it will never work, or you are not strong enough, or you are all the voices that you are so familiar with, or you are not perfect, you did not do it right. Those are the voices that actually counter your own spiritual identity. And those voices are like bad actors. They are coming to you from a script that never should have been established to begin with, and usually established when you were young and not able then to separate that voice that was negative for you from the voice that comes from who you genuinely are. And since that negative voice cannot be warred with, it must be displaced. So what we are suggesting in this time when this is most needed is that you choose a thing about yourself that you know is you, that is absolutely who you are and who you love. And then allow yourself to give thought to that during the day. When you think about, for instance, intelligence, in the course of a day, you will use intelligence many times. And this, building this insight that will make you safe, you allow yourself to say, I really appreciate that gift. And I am really happy to say that here is a situation where I use the intelligence that was given to me. And I am grateful for the gift. And I am grateful that I used it. So you see, then we begin to build something inside that will, over time, displace all of the other voices. Because this is strengthening and encouraging the voice that is about you, that is about who you are and about what you love. And you add to that the appreciation for the things that you use that are you, the things that are reflected in what you do, but they are the things that are you. And this is a wonderful study, particularly for this time. This time, as you know, has been quite erratic and negative. But what it has done, it has sent people back to themselves. For many people, it has awakened them and said, oh, I must know what I value. I must know what is important to me. And I must respond to that in the way that makes sense with who I am, whether it is in my thoughts or something that I do in the world. I must wake up now and say, it is important that I know and strengthen who I am, no matter what is going on around me, because that is the thing that will allow me to walk safely in the world. So we will begin now to meditate together. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel the energy around you become the energy of peace. And inhale peace, exhale fear. Feel the energy of love all around you. Inhale love. Exhale anything critical. And feel that love has flowed through your body and lightened every chakra center. And open your crown. Feel your energy rising. Feel how lightly you move into the night sky and into the heart of the universe, and how generously that heart takes you in. Now see the pathway before you in the sky, and know that on either side of you, your teachers walk with you. And the path goes higher and lighter, but no effort is required, only your willingness to move higher. And see gates open for you. and step into this place that has been prepared for you. And see that there is water to refresh you, water to drink. And see that in the water there are stones, many colors, many textures. And they are dream stones. And let your hands find for you the stones that belong with your dreams. Gather them up and see that there is a pouch around your waist. Gather them and take them with you. See that the path moves higher. And you come to a place where your teacher waits for you. Spend this time with your teacher. Now your teacher gives you a gift. Rest in your mind, know your gift. Thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. Come back through this place that is your place, through the gates, step onto your path in the sky. Come down the path and bring your energy again to the room. And as a service for those who sit here with you, find a message or a gift. when you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.